the song with joy for ring a carrot in. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And if you follow her on social media, this last weekend she had her epic Christmas crawl. And for one of my dearest Jewish friends, that's kind of cool. Hey, Carol, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
So how many Christmas parties did you, my Jewish Russian friend, go to in one weekend, in one day?
Three Christmas parties on Saturday night. It was super fun.
I remember last year you got Christmas caroled for the first time, and that kind of blew.
Oh, yeah.
Carol got caroled.
That was amazing. That was my friends Matt and Jen in New Jersey, their yearly Christmas party. It's actually coming up this weekend, so I'm hoping that we'll hear it again. The carolers outside. It was mind-blowing.
So what's your over-under on how many, what's the optimal number of Christmas parties or holiday parties to have to go to on any given year?
Because I haven't hit that number yet.
Last year, we had, I think, two, and one of them was the stations. That didn't even count. But this year, so last week I had, I had the Arthur Idala and the Mediaite. This week we've got the Heritage Foundation, the USO tomorrow night, and then the Gettys, who people just recognize the music we just played, they're at Carnegie, and then there's an after thing that we go to that with that. The following week, I've got two more. So I think we're on track to break seven this year. And that doesn't even include the station party.
In one day, is that really?
Okay. And I'm kind of disappointed that I haven't been invited to a Hanukkah crawl. So I've got to figure out how to do that. I got to get more of my Jewish friends, you and Ari and everybody, Shelly, say, hey, come do our Hanukkah crawl.
Yeah, we gotta make that happen for you next year.
And what's the equivalent of Hanukkah caroling? What do they do? Is there a tradition that we Christians don't know about that happens at Hanukkah?
We can start one. We can, just stand outside people's doors singing dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Okay. Anyway, happy holidays to you. Good to have you back.
You published an
article on Friday instead of Monday, but you have a new one out today. Yeah. We'll get to that one, too. But Gillibrand's own son's no place in her future.
Right. Well, I have a real problem with the future is female line. I have a daughter and I also have two sons. So I can't have the future be female and I can't have the future be male. I need it to be both. So I find the whole idea that everyone is wearing the future is female in t-shirts and bags and, putting it on their babies. It's offensive. It leaves out boys. Boys are already struggling and we're leaving them in a very precarious situation where they don't feel like the world is theirs. Additionally, it's bad for girls. It's bad for girls to imagine that their time is coming sometime in the future, that the time is not now.
But let me ask you this. If she was really consistent with that, wouldn't she divorce her husband and abandon her sons?
Well, the comment I got a lot of, and I believe this, is she doesn't think it applies to her kids.
Okay. Double standard with a hard, poor progressive. Never seen that before.
Her sons not making it. Sons of senators generally have a fairly decent life. So she's not worried about her own kids, and she's not thinking that her comments that the future is female are going to leave out her own boys. She's just looking to leave out the rest of the boys.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even think she's giving it that much thought. I think some wonk did a test of phrases, and they came up with this idea that she should say that, as we get closer to 2020.
Right.
And has probably very little idea what she even means by it. She also said that the future is intersectional, whatever that is.
Right, right. That's even worse. As I say in the piece, intersectional is how much victimhood you can claim. So if you're a woman, you're a victim, obviously. But if you're a black woman, you're even more so. And if you're a black gay woman, then you're even more so. And if you're a black gay disabled woman, then you're even more so. And it's just the stacking of victimhood.
If you're a black gay woman who's disabled that had a sex change operation?
Oh, well, you know.
So it's just 15 layers deeper, yeah.
You have won the victimhood Olympics.
Yeah, so when do we get past, I mean, but the problem here, Carol, is that this works. Like, the reason they do this is because we have low IQ voters that have low information, and they just latch onto these things. They don't even really understand what they're latching onto. They just know they're not Republican and they're not Donald Trump. And so then, you know, they must be better than that at the end of the day. It's the dumbing down of the masses that has really allowed these types of strange and hurtful things to become employed by some of these guys.
Right. Well, it's the identity politics that they're all obsessed with, and that they're selling to their voters, and business is good. So, yeah, it's they love to be able to say, you know, well, white men shouldn't speak, white men sit down. But again, does she mean her own sons? I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Well, you ask very important questions, and it was in the Friday edition, and it's online at the New York Post. Gillibrand's own sons have no place in her future. Now, you've got a new piece coming out today in the Forward. What do you cover there?
So it's back to identity again. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
My favorite.
A couple days ago.
Make work your favorite. No, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is my favorite.
A few days ago at the last night of Hanukkah celebration, she randomly said that she is a descendant of Sephardic Jews. And then she clarified it on Twitter as saying it's not that she's a descendant of Sephardic Jews, it's that Puerto Ricans are a descendant of Sephardic Jews, and all Puerto Ricans are descendants of all of these things, and that makes them, you know, descendants of Sephardic Jews.
So she's claiming about as much Jewishness as Elizabeth Warren is American Indian.
Right, but she didn't step into the same "I'm going to take a DNA test" nonsense as Warren found herself mired in. She did sidestep it, and she said, you know, basically you could identify as whatever you want. So what's interesting about that whole thing on the left with identity is that in one way you have to have the same identity from birth. You're born with all the things that make you an intersectional feminist, right? And then you have this other thing where you can choose to be whatever you want, whenever you want. It's really kind of a amazing thing they've got going on.
Yeah, and DNA, nothing, no proof necessary for any of it. Just, you know, whatever, right. I feel like today, because I could say, you know, today I'm identifying as a frog, and I just want to go around.
I don't know why you don't do that more.
And
often.
Say ribbit and jump, you know. Anyway, Carol, always a pleasure. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We'll see you on the Christmas Carol list soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.